Man gets nearly 6 years for smuggling 2 illegal immigrants and causing fatal crash. A federal judge sentenced a San Diego County man to 71 months in prison for smuggling 2 illegal immigrants over the border and causing a crash that left them dead, prosecutors reported July 2nd. Prosecutors say Sergio Josue Palomera of Chula Vista picked up a man and a woman on October 22, 2024, in his car at the U.S.-Mexico border in Otay Mesa, California, about 20 miles southeast of downtown San Diego. Border Patrol agents using surveillance witnessed the people getting into the car, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego. One of the agents responded to the location and reported Palomera's car traveling west on State Route 905. The agent activated his lights and sirens and tried to pull the car over, according to officials. Palomera slowed and began to move onto a highway off-ramp, as if yielding to the agent, according to his plea agreement. He then quickly accelerated, drove through a red light, and re-entered the highway to flee, officials reported. The agent tried to catch up to Palomera, but he had gained a considerable distance. The agent lost sight of the car and ended the pursuit, according to prosecutors. Soon after ending the chase, the agent saw a cloud of dust in the direction Palomera had fled. Palomera was driving over 110 miles per hour in a 65 miles per hour zone, prosecutors allege. In less than a minute, he lost control of the car and it rolled over. The female passenger was ejected and died instantly. The man suffered a traumatic head injury and died that evening in the hospital, according to officials. Palomera agreed to a plea agreement in the case. On Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Todd W. Robinson noted the very aggravated nature of the offense, saying the crime had deprived a little girl of her mother, has deprived that little girl's father of his wife, and has deprived another family of their son. Adam Gordon, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California, said his office would continue to hold smugglers accountable. This defendant treated human lives as disposable cargo, and 2 people paid the ultimate price, Gordon said in a statement Wednesday. This sentence reflects the grave consequences of putting profit over people. We will continue to hold smugglers accountable for the death and suffering their crimes inflict. Acting Chief Border Patrol Agent Jeffrey Stalnaker said the case revealed the dangers of human smuggling. We are glad Mr. Palomera will be held accountable for his irresponsible and senseless actions, Stalnaker said. This case emphasizes the dangers and possible consequences of entrusting your life to a human smuggler.